The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Limerick hurler Barry Hennessy has recently opened up about his eating disorder, and he's on the line now. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Why did you decide to speak out?
I think there was a multitude of reasons, Pat, to be honest. I suppose I kind of heard a couple of stories of people kind of close to my own family and friends that had children that were going through something, well, teenagers going through something similar. And I was thinking to myself, you know, how could I help them? And I suppose I did a similar piece on a podcast with Sports Minds last year, Pat, around November, and Men's Health. I think it was no coincidence then that Alan O'Mara from the Real Player's Voice just got in touch from the GPA side of things and asked, would, after he heard the podcast, would I do something similar with him?
Yeah. And so basically it's to reassure people that even well-known people can be afflicted by these things and can actually sort themselves out with a little help from various organisations and friends and so on. So Barry, tell us, when did it begin for you?
I kind of started, Pat, around 2009. I suppose my parents had separated in 2008, and probably the biggest factor that caused maybe a bit of mental health difficulties, and a coping mechanism probably for me then was the start of an eating disorder, and, you know, putting all my attention into what I thought was my body to look a certain way, and it just probably turned into a coping mechanism for me through 2009 to probably 2012, Pat. And carried on then from there a little bit more, but they were kind of the big years of it.
Yeah. So you went up and down in weight, you varied quite dramatically in terms of your minimum weight and your maximum weight.
Yeah, I suppose I used food as a comfort, Pat, first and foremost, and probably swelled to about 16 and a half, nearly 17 stone. I suppose that was the lowest point for me. And then I realised, you know, that I was quite heavy. And need to do something about it because I would have been, I suppose, in their own intercounty squads at the time. And obviously at 16 and a half stone and out of shape, you weren't going to get much of a look in. But I suppose I tried the normal routine of trying to lose it by cutting back a little bit and just found that it wasn't working and just resorted to drastic measures, I suppose. And, you know, as I said previously, convinced myself what I was doing was right. And just went to self-destruction really back from there. So yeah.
So you would actually make yourself sick in order to disgorge the food that you'd taken in to avoid it adding to your weight. That was what you were at all the time.
Yeah, I suppose it was a binge and purge cycle, Pat.
Yeah.
I suppose you were weighing yourself first thing in the morning, and I suppose you were very young and naive to nutrition and to know nutritional information that was there, and you'd weigh yourself in the morning, you'd see a number on the scales, and you'd say, right, this is my number, and so you were obviously unaware that once you eat throughout the day and drink fluids and take on fluids, that was obviously going to increase your body weight throughout the day, and you know, you come back to the bathroom at lunchtime and you'd be looking at scales going, how are you 4 or 5 pounds up, and I suppose it's resorted to just sticking your fingers back your throat and just emptying your stomach. So,
And did you suffer as well from what they call body dysmorphia, that you're looking at yourself and seeing what is not there?
Oh, massively, Pat. You know, like at my lowest point, at what, nearly 11 stone, just breaking to the tens, you'd still look at yourself in the mirror and go, geez, I still have a little bit of weight to lose, or I have some body fat to lose. Like, you know, and at that stage, you're absolutely skeletal, but again, it's it's the narrative you're telling yourself, and you're convincing yourself that, you know, what you've done to now has been right, and, you know, it hasn't let you down yet. So you were convincing yourself that you still had more to go. So
now you've obviously come through it, and you can eat normally and enjoy life and enjoy food and the rest of it. But what was the turning point? I mean, who extended the hand of friendship and understanding?
I suppose there was a few people, Pat, really, you know. I suppose there wasn't an intervention as such from anyone. It was more of a case where I thought that people were onto me. You know, some people had passed comments to see, were you okay? You know, that you got you lost a lot of weight, you ran very skinny, and you look sick. You know, there was multiple people there, like Kieran Carey had said to me in a gym session there with Limerick one evening, you know, I hope that's the end of the weight loss now. And in my mind, Pat, I was saying to myself, oh, he's on to me now here, you know, and I suppose I didn't want this to come out, what I was going through and what I was suffering through. And 20 constantly, He was a coach of ours and a manager of ours with my club team in Kilmallock. I'd said something similar, Pat. And I suppose respect to Tony, a huge respect for Tony. So when I thought he was definitely onto me, I was kind of saying to myself, okay, you need to get your act together here now a little bit. So I just started, I suppose, researching, Pat, what I thought I had and just going that way about it. And I suppose Dr. Google is great sometimes and a hindrance other times. But you got little tips just on how to stop that binge purge cycle, just how to, I suppose, rebuild your relationship with food and manage your stressors, and just breaking the cycle really more so than anything else. And being honest, Pat, it's been an ongoing thing. It hasn't been, you're suddenly fixed. There's, I call it addict mentality, I suppose. It's one day at a time, and just putting your best foot forward and hoping that, you can stay on path.
And did you manage to do this without any professional help at all?
Without any professional help, Pat, I suppose the first real person that I opened up to about the severity of it was Caroline Currit. And I suppose she was shocked and amazed, really. But she was probably the first person I opened up to about it, Pat. And it was quite, I suppose there was a, it was quite freeing, really. There was a massive weight lifted off my shoulders. And as I said previously, with Alan, coming forward to the Limerick lads in 2018, 2019 season in a group workshop with Caroline, that just kind of nearly closed the chapter for me on it. It was great to just be able to come out and be open with it. So.
Do you think there's more need for young athletes, indeed everybody in schools and so on, but particularly athletes who are, concerned about the health of their body, the fitness of their bodies and so on, to learn more about nutrition and what's right and what's wrong?
I think, Pat, when you're in probably an intercounty environment or a high performance environment, you've got so many good people around you in terms of nutritionists, strength and conditioning coaches, etc., that you're going to be extremely well minded there. I suppose when you look at the club side of things, then there probably is a need for more awareness in it. That there probably is young and impressionable teenagers and young adults that will be going through something similar or thinking that this is going to maximize performance similar enough to how I did. But since the podcast came out, Pat, the amount of people that have gotten in touch with me through social media, and there's been a lot of those people have been nutritionists and dietitians that are involved with high performance teams, and they said they see it themselves that there's a fine line there between high performance and then running into trouble. So, it is something that's very common, I think, out there. So.
And the GPA is involved as well.
Yeah, to be fair, they've offered a hand of support there. They've been very good to me throughout the whole process, and they've been very good to me throughout my career as well as many other players as well, that suffer any sort of an addiction or that need help. So they're a great organisation.
I have the GPA's helpline. It's 24/7 helpline, 1-800-98-92-85. That's 1-800-98-92-85. Or you can simply text GPA to 50808. Or, of course, there's always bodywise.ie for more information on eating disorders. So, Barry, you're sound in wind and limb.
I'm good, Pat. I'm good. Everything is good, thank God. You live a little bit with it, but at this stage you've experienced to manage things as well, and if you're starting to slip a little bit, that what you can do and having a good support network. My wife Elaine is, she's a massive help to me as well. She's on top of my case in a good way, Pat. And it's two beautiful girls there as well. I'd hope that they always feel confident that they could come forward if they ever had any issues. So I suppose it's another reason to speak out. So.
Anyway, Elaine's on top of your case. That's why you got married. That's why we all get married. So somebody
it.
Be on top of our case. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. Barry Hennessy, really grateful for sharing with us. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.